The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, the asking price for a home was up by 5.4% in the final months of 2025 compared to the same period in 2024. These are the newest figures that we have. But as those who are trying to buy a house at the moment are finding, that selling price is often something far higher than the asking price. So how are prospective home buyers supposed to know what they could really be paying? Managing partner with Hunters Estate Agents, Rowena Quinn, has joined me in the studio now. Hello, Rowena.
Good morning, Claire. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. The difference between the asking price and the selling price, it's almost built in, isn't it, to our minds? It's automatically now we figure that, well, that's what they're looking for, but that's not what they're going to get.
That's very true, Claire. And unfortunately, that's purely down to the lack of supply. There are so many people chasing that one property, which results in competitive bidding. That's not fueled by agents. It's just really parties not wanting to lose out yet again. In many instances, you have three, four, five parties chasing that same three-bedroom semi-detached home, whether it's a starter home, a downsizing home, a right-sizing home. But the competitive bidding is really fueled by that lack of supply, and that's not improving in the short term.
Okay, but you can see the precedent that's being set in a particular month. So you'll know really that that house is not going to go for the price that one on the estate did 3 or 4 months ago. It's going to go for 10% or 15% more.
It's really hard to know. I mean, it depends on the given time, depends on how many buyers are out there for that property. So agents do not set out to set a low asking price. They look at comparable evidence, recent sales in the area and location. It just depends on the condition of the property. People are willing to pay more if it's a property that's in walk-in condition, doesn't require a great amount of work. People are willing to pay less for a property that requires a substantial amount of work. So your pool of buyers for that property is not as great as the walk-in property. So, you know, we set out each day to present a property, to price it as previous sales in the area. It's all down to the buyers, what they're willing to pay.
Mm-hmm. So what is happening right now in the market? What are you seeing?
Supply still remains really tight, Claire. And that's quite tragic because post-COVID, so many people have decided their home is their castle. They want to get that home. They want to trade up. They want to trade down. But the lack of supply is being fueled by the lack of supply. Parties who are thinking of trading down or right-sizing are hesitant to put their property to the market because they cannot find something to buy. Mm-hmm. So it's a vicious circle at the moment. There are more and more mortgage approvals on a daily basis. So we have plenty of first-time buyers, plenty of trader-uppers. They're all out there looking for the same thing. They're looking for that next move. But the supply is so tight. Generally, November, December, January, February, stock is tight because people feel the weather's not conducive to presenting their home well, presenting their garden well. We generally see that supply loosening up a little bit March, April, May. So we're all hopeful. Agents too, buyers, solicitors, we're all hopeful that the supply will come to allow people to make that move, mm-hmm. to get their new home.
But I'm sure you know what's coming in the pipeline for you. You know, once the weather picks up, you have people who've made contact with you and they'll be ready to go, say, in April or May, have you?
We have. And certainly this year, the month of January, with the weather being so, so poor, really stifled the stock coming to the market because people couldn't get their gardens tidied. So yeah, we have sight of what's coming. I mean, some vendors will give you 3-4 weeks notice. Others might give you a couple of days notice. Many vendors are, they decide to put their property to the market when they found something to buy. So I got a call on Monday morning to say, we need to get to the market this week. We've found something, we've placed an offer. So there's no rule of thumb. There's no plan. There's no template. It's really when the vendor is ready. But it's also about the buyers being ready too.
But if you're in a chain like that and you need to move this week, if the demand is so high, you're probably going to be able to offload your property in time to buy the one that you've just put an offer on.
You are, if it's priced correctly and if it's presented well. So it's all about getting your presentation right and getting your pricing right. That should attract attention, stimulate lots of parties to come forward, make that telephone call, send that email and come and view your property. So it's all about in the early days of your viewings to be ready to have multiple viewings to allow those parties come through mm-hmm. in the first couple of weeks. That'll then position you to move on with your forward purchase.
So when it comes to bidding for a house and you get caught in that spiral where you've fallen in love with the property and you keep going up by 1 or 2,000 and before you know it, you're in a place that you can't afford to be, you need to be aware of the hidden costs not included in that purchase price, don't you?
You certainly do,
Claire. All sorts of things there.
Yes. I mean, the first thing is, I would say to all potential buyers out there, be prepared, get organised. And to be prepared, you need to have your proof of funds, you need to have your cash deposit, and you need to have that surplus to pay for the hidden costs. So appoint a solicitor. You've got your legal fees. You've got the cost of your surveyor. You've got the cost of your bank valuer. You then have your house insurance, your mortgage protection. So there are several hidden costs, and many agents have on their website a guide to preparing to purchase, preparing for those costs and preparing for your onward journey.
Mm-hmm. So you've got to make sure that you have all of that money in the bank, including things like stamp duty, if that applies to you. Factor in your local property tax as well.
Yes, and if you're buying in Dublin, your stamp duty is going to be much higher than it is if you're buying down the country. So the hidden cost, it's about getting that spreadsheet. And I would always say to people, prior to their journey, prior to their purchase, get out the spreadsheet, prepare your costs, write down, speak to your mortgage broker. He or she in advance will prepare you for that journey. Mm-hmm.
Is there a common mistake that you see in particular first-time buyers making in the process that is repeated over and over again?
I think first-time buyers are very learned at it right now. They know what they need to do. They've spoken to their broker possibly 6 months in advance to prepare them for their mortgage application, and they're well-versed. But as agents, we're out there to help. We're out there to guide. We will assist. There are plenty of information portals where you can get guidance as to how to prepare for that journey.
Okay, well, we know.
And it's not just first-time buyers, it's also right-sizers and downsizers. So there's information out there for them.
Rowena, thanks for coming in. Rowena Quinn is Managing Partner with Hunters Estate Agents.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.